Blog Talk Radio.
God being the wisest of the wise, he sees all these things, and he knows priority list, and you cannot fool him. When you have things on your list that are more important than he is, he calls it idol God worship. In other words, things are more important, and that's your God. So you say, no, yeah, because your list has to be with him at the top. Why? Because if you got a brother, your brother wouldn't be a brother unless God had permitted it and created that. If you got a job, you wouldn't have a job unless God allowed jobs to be jobs. If you got a body, you wouldn't have a body unless God allowed you to have a body. If you even got pain, you wouldn't have pain unless God allowed it to be so. And whatever you got, if you got a house, you wouldn't be in a house with a roof over your head unless God allowed you to have a roof. You got shoes on your feet, you wouldn't have shoes. You understand what I'm saying. And so you got to open your eyes and get your priorities set correctly, and many of you do, I know that. But remember that God, without him, that's why the old folks would sing that song, without him, I would be nothing. Without him, I would fail. See, because they realize that everything that you have comes from God. Who you are, he made you, and what you know, even that he taught you. Where you come from, whether it was Timbuktu, where he brought you. So he deserves to be anybody or anything, because he is the creator of all things and the creator of all bodies. So make sure that you treat him with the first fruits. Amen. Giving your praise. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, oh God, thank you for saying those things. I didn't plan to say them, but they do make sense. Common sense. Thank you for them. Bless the people everywhere. Oh, thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that destroys all yoke. And God, thank you for eye-opening things in the morning from you that cause us to be blessed in the future. Sometimes we don't realize that the Lord is not working on right now, but he's working in the future that we might receive far more blessings than we ever thought we could receive. Oh God, I pray that you open the eyes of the people and help them see further than the wall. Amen. When they look at the wall, they see the wall. Help them to see the visions much further than that. Because God, you look at us and you see our present, our past, and our future because of your eyesight. Help us to have a glimpse of what you see so that we might do better and be better, go further, and have more in life simply because we have our eyes open to see much further than just a wall. God, we love you. We praise you. Bless the people today and give miracles today in the name of Jesus. Let us have some praise reports of what you have done. I don't seek any of your glory. I don't seek any of your praise. All the glory, all the praise, all the honor belongs to you. Bless. God, these are people who have come from all over the world to give you worship. Oh, thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, how we worship you and give you thanks and praise. Even on the block line last night, as the people worship you wholeheartedly from all over the country. Thank you for it. Bless these folks. Bless the youth prayer line tonight, and bless this prayer line right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray correctly, and for the glory of God, we give you the praise. Thank God. Amen. And good morning to all of y'all who, amen, good morning to you. Amen.
Good morning.
Awake there.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
God bless you. Amen. The Lord is in the room. I don't know when he came in, but I know he's in the room. Is he in your room? Let's go speak to him. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Lord, we praise you. We thank you for everything. I want to thank God for Mother Johnson. Yeah, we came here early yesterday, and she didn't seem like she was feeling so well. Amen. We got a little worried about her. Amen. But this morning, she looks much better.
Look much better, Mother Johnson. Thank you.
Amen. We're praising God for her. Amen. God's good. Let's give God some praise, if y'all don't mind. There's so many things that we have to praise him for. Let's do it right now. Praise Shekin. Everybody praise Shekin. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall.
I just thank the Lord for life, letting me see another day. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That's a praise report right there.
Yes, right. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Hall. Anyone else would like to share with us this morning?
Everyone on the line, I thank God for my congregation. I thank God for I had my disease the other day. It came out good and everything's been now. And I thank you, praise God, because God is good. You can hear my. I thank you, praise Him, because He's worthy to be praised.
Good morning, anyone else would like to share?
This is Ambassador. To elect Mother Wilson. I thank God this morning for life, and I thank Him for how He has brought me down through the years. God has been good to me. He has healed me of a inguinal hernia that was protruding in my side, and He has healed me of a busted sinus drain that they said it was nothing going to do but surgery, but God healed that sinus drain and put it back together. I'm so grateful this morning. And He has done so much for me. I'm like the song, I cannot tell it all. I just cannot tell it all because He has done so much until I'm just happy today to give a praise report that God is still on the throne. And He know what's going on, and I'm just so happy to know that Jesus is my Savior. God bless you, and pray for me. I'm praying for everyone that's on the prayer line.
Thank you, Mother Wilson. God bless you as well. Anyone else have a praise report this morning? Good morning. Anyone
else? Good morning to you. Anyone else?
Yes, this is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. I've given this testimony, and I'm going to give it again because I'm yet healed. In 2006, I was diagnosed with multiple diagnoses, and the prognosis was not good on any of them. And I thank God because, you know, I got to the point where I could not walk. I had to tell my body in order for it to move. I lost my appetite. I went from 170 pounds down to 101 pounds. I was really, really sick. Even the doctors didn't think that I was going to make it. But I held on to God because we have a saying that we repeat in our church every Sunday morning, I believe God. And I do believe God. And I just want to thank God because I'm walking again, and I'm walking real good. I wasn't able to wear shoes, and I'm able to wear my shoes. I thank God that everything that happened to me, God has delivered me from that. He has delivered me. He's given me a good appetite because I didn't have an appetite. And I thank God. I give this testimony over and over again because I said, yet say, I am yet healed. And He's healed my body so many times. And I'm thankful and I'm grateful unto Him. Thank you.
And I give you that praise.
Where's the keys?
This is my key. Okay, put it in your bag.
Morning, let's follow right on. Did you want to say something, Chief?
Hey, man, you got another testimony. I'm still thinking about that. The woman came from 170 pounds to 101 pounds. Now, wow, my God, the enemy was trying to take her out of here. And here she is giving a testimony like that and can walk real well. Amen.
Yes.
I'm not going to feel like I tell my mother. I come in sometimes and just keep her laughing. I come in and say, Mama, get up and run down that hallway and tell God thank you. She'll holler back at me and say, you do it for me.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Amen.
Thank you, Mom.
Back to you, Master Elect. Jones, go ahead.
Good morning. The next praise report.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you on the prayer line this morning. Mother Duncan calling. Amen. I just want to give a praise report, amen, of what the Lord has done for me. First, I want to thank God, amen, for each one of you. amen, that's on the prayer line. God bless you. Just enjoying Jesus and the Holy Ghost, amen, on this morning. I praise and I magnify the Lord, amen, for how that he has just kept me, amen, with my health and with my, how he has given me strength, amen, from day to day. I'm not one who experienced a lot of pain in my body. Amen, and I know that's a blessing from God, not one who has to go, amen, to the doctor that often, other than just going to get checkups and take care of, amen, just the normal everyday things. But I just thank God, amen, for how that he has just made a way, amen, out of nowhere. I was sharing with somebody how just a few weeks ago I collected, amen, a piece of money and how that God just came through with me. I went on to bed, amen, still needing a piece of money, and how that before the night was out, my daughter came in, and she said, Mom, this, and I didn't call her and tell her what I needed, amen, but I said, the Lord put it on her heart that she came in, amen, and woke me up, and she said, Mom, this is for you, and I said, oh, thank God for Jesus, but God answered that prayer for me, amen, and I said, God, I thank you because I prayed and told him what I wanted, and he answered my prayers. So many times he answers our prayers, amen, and it seemed like we just forget, you know, God just keep doing great things over and over and over for us, amen, but he wants us to know that I answered your prayer, amen, and we ought to remember when God answers prayers for us, amen. Continue to pray, amen, for me as we do the will and the work of the Lord. Love you all. My God.
Bless you, Ambassador-elect. And thank you, Ambassador-elect Renata Jones. I've got to jump in here. I do remember now. I told people I would continue with this. Don't put your anointing in layaway.
All right.
So we'll be able to pray for reports tomorrow again. But let me just say, on the phone, someone called me and began to minister to me. And after they ministered, the Holy Ghost got a hold of me and had me start ministering to them. He was Prophet Wright from Georgia, Prophet Wright. He said to me, he said, Dr. Johnson, I would like you to be my spiritual father. And I said, I will do that. Amen. Now, it had been prophesied that in this last day that God was going to do that. To be the spiritual father over several men. And I'm not saying this boastfully. I'm just telling you what God said. Amen. To the prophet. But I said all this to say that this Prophet Wright is the one who dropped that title on me, not the message, because I didn't know where to get it from. God gave me the message. But he did drop that title. Don't put your anointing in layaway. And I didn't know what I'm getting. God took me to the 15th chapter of 1 Samuel. Amen. Here it is. Samuel went to Saul, the anointed. Let me read it for you. Samuel also said, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. This is the chosen people. We are the modern Israelites. Amen. We came from Israel, and therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. And told him, remember Amalek. Now let me say this. We are the modern Israelites. That has a lot of meaning in it. They're the ones who had the first exchange of wealth. Remember when they left Egypt and God told them, go and borrow all of the gold and silver from the Egyptians. These Egyptians were idol god worshippers. They were evil people. The wealth, they were wicked people. They were wicked people. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. They were wicked people. God had them go there and borrow all that. He knew their future. He knew that they weren't going to need it. He knew that the Israelites were not coming back to Egypt. In other words, God was giving them, exchanging the wealth from the wicked, which was laid up for the just. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. They did that. And now when they got ready to leave after all these plagues, many of y'all know the story. They had plagues, but Moses called of God, not a perfect man, but called of God, chosen of God, and sent to Pharaoh and his people and said, let him go. Sent flies, God sent flies, he sent frogs, he turned the water to blood. You read the text over there in Exodus. And then when they got ready to go, God let them borrow the wealth from these wicked folks. It was laid up for the just. And they got out there, and they were going into the wilderness to praise God and make sacrifices unto Jehovah God. They got out there, melted the gold down, silver down, when just as soon as God turned his back, he couldn't trust them. As soon as he turned his back, they were out there worshiping and committing spiritual adultery. They were interested in another God. They melted down. It's just part of their nature, I guess. They're just appraising another God. It's kind of like you who are pastors, amen. I don't know what your trend is at Amazing Grace, but our trend is that when people come to join the church, it's like a wedding to us. We're in there for better, for good or for worse. For better or for worse. For good, you understand what I'm saying. For sickness or for and health. Just all the, we're there when they're sick, going to the hospital, trying to see about them. When they're in health, when they're up, we're thanking God for them and praying for them. And we're there when they're on the better side and in the worse side. We're still there. Amen. And when they got money, we're up with them. When they don't have money, you know, a lot of folks leave you when you ain't got no money. You find out who your real friends are. But we're there when they're not, when they don't have no money, when they don't have no ties, when they, and I say it like that to emphasize things, when they don't have any ties, like I said like that too. But when they don't have no ties, when they don't have no offering, we're there when they don't have all that. Because it's a marriage like that to us at Amazing Grace. Mm-hmm. When they get ready, when they have a loved one and they lose a loved one, we're there. And when other churches are trying to charge $800 for the auditorium and to have the dinner there, no, it's our privilege to be a blessing. Amen. We might get, if they want to give us something for the lights, because that's not our job to pay for the lights that they use and for the water or whatever, something for the utilities. But we're not going to charge them like that. That's my contention. But we're there, and it's important that people would stand fast. And, you know, that's why I keep telling y'all about these selfish people. Selfish people get married, and you love them, but they don't love you back. See, that's a selfish marriage. You do everything for them, and they just take. But they don't give. They don't give back. And that's what you have here in this situation. We have Saul, who has been anointed by God, who has the anointing on him. But he's a man that has a selfish mentality. I keep talking about that backwards mentality. He doesn't do things like it's supposed to be done. It's not normal the way he does it. It's a backwards mentality. He does backwards, exactly, totally backwards of what should be done. And Saul is that way, with a backwards mentality. How do you say that, Dr. Johnson? Because God had given him everything, made him king. Look at the 15th chapter here of Exodus, made him king. And here, this same man can't even obey the Lord. He'll obey everybody around him. Yeah, they tell him anything. Yeah, I'm doing it. But he won't obey the Lord. The Lord told him. I remember the Amalekites who did the Israelites dirty. How do you mean they did them dirty? Well, when they left Egypt, I told them to go to the promised land. They went in the desert, et cetera, but they had to get to the promised land, and the Amalekites had some land, and they wouldn't let the Israelites come through there. In other words, it's like, I watch a lot of cowboys, it's like they put barbed wire all around the land and wouldn't let the Israelites come through there to get to the promised land. So God said, wait a minute, why are you going to treat my people like that? Amen. The land belongs to me. Let them through. They said, oh, no. We're not going to let them through. Why? Well, the bottom line was they were jealous of the Israelites. If you look over here in the 15th chapter, when they began to see how many Israelites they had over there, I believe around the fourth verse. Yeah, it's fourth verse. Look here. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Elam, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. They had grown so huge until the Amalek or the Amalekites were jealous. I told y'all yesterday that answered the question, what'd you do to them folk? They don't like you. You hit the church and they don't like you. You walk in, you can feel them staring at you because they don't like you. And you just didn't try to let the enemy put that on your mind, what you did to her. You didn't do nothing to her. They just don't like you on your job. And they've been treating you funny on your job. You've been wondering, what did I do to them? They're sitting right behind you. Whatever. They treat you funny on your job. What's wrong? Well, here's the answer. They don't like you when you're blessed. The devil don't like you when you're blessed like that. And some of y'all, you know I'm talking to you. Don't be trying to be act like you're playing me and everything. You know I'm telling you the truth. And what I'm saying to you is right on target. Because I'm hearing the Holy Ghost speaking these things. And so what happened, here the Israelites, the Amalekites were jealous of them. Amen. Some of y'all got some nice clothes. They're jealous of you because you're nice clothes. God bless you. Jealous of you because you got a nice car. I went to Price Choppers, was it? Yeah, Price Choppers on yesterday. Again, a man came out and said, man, you know, you got a bad ride. And walked all around my car, looking at my car for about 4 or 5 minutes. But I have learned my lesson. I didn't say thank you, which most people would say. No. I said, let me tell you something. He said, what is it? I said, this is what one of the things God gave me just for serving him. He said, there you go. There you go, man. There you go. See, people many times envy you and want to be like you because God has blessed y'all so much. I'm talking to y'all on this line. God, you know, you read that scripture that says he will fill the barns up and all that kind of. He's done it. And some of y'all say, well, he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You don't have room enough to receive. He's already done it. Some of y'all can't even see it. Well, where is it? I don't have enough room. No, you don't even have room to receive it. He's blessed you so. Well, why you say that, Dr. Johnson? Go in your garage and see. All the stuff you got in your garage. Pull out some of them drawers you got in your house, and the stuff so until the drawer is almost half whack in there and everything else. Go in that room where you don't want your guests to go. You don't want the people coming in your house and go in that room. No. Why? Because you got so much stuff in there now. You don't have room to receive nothing else. Yeah, and the Bible is true. And so these Israelites were blessed like that, and the Amalekites got so jealous of them, they attacked them. Yeah, you're at your church. Yeah, you know you've been sitting there in the same spot for 15 years, and somebody, you got a good spot. They don't want you to sit there, you know. But be kind to people, regardless. Don't give them a reason to attack you like that. But they attacked the Israelites, and here Saul is leading the Israelites. Now, here's the problem. God said, Amalekites, when y'all were trying to get across to the promised land, they attack y'all, Israelites, and wouldn't let you. Now, here is Saul over the Israelites, anointed to be king. God tells them, I remember what the Amalekites did to my people. See, I'll keep on telling you, you got to treat God's people right, and don't try to curse them, because if you curse them, there are two or three scriptures in the Bible. You've heard me say, God reversed the curse. I'm in the scripture. It's happened at least two or three times in the Word of God. They kept on trying to curse the people of God, and finally God turned around and said, let the curse fall on them. It was reversed. God reversed. And so here, the children of Israel, now are on the way to the promised land, and God remembers what the Amalekites did. They attacked them, and God says, Saul, lead my people to kill every one of those Amalekites. Kill every one of them. I can read it to you, and you will see I'm not trying to exaggerate. God says in the third verse of the 15th chapter of 1 Samuel, thus said the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalekite or Amalek did to Israel. I remember what they did to my people, how he laid wait for him in the way. In other words, how he was trying to attack him, ambush him. That's what laid wait for him in the way, how he was trying to ambush him. And when he came up from Egypt, they were coming from Egypt. God delivered them from Egypt, and the Amalekites ambushed them. Then in the third verse it says, now go and smite Amalekite, or Amalek. In other words, kill him and utterly destroy all that they have. In other words, I don't remember nothing about them, nothing. And spare them not. Don't spare one of them. Let me prove it to you. It says here, but slay both man and woman. Mm-hmm. God said, men and women, slay them all. Infant. In other words, the baby. And the suckling, even in their womb, destroy the child, the people who are carrying babies, everything else. And not only that, the ox and the sheep and the camel and the ass. Kill it all. Kill them all. Why would God do that? Because God says, I don't want to remember nothing about those folks who did God's people wrong. I'll tell y'all something. If there's a man of God or a woman of God, whatever you do, treat them right, because God said, take everything that even resembles these people out of the world. In other words, destroy it all. I don't want to even look at no oxen that they used to have. Yeah. I don't want to see no sheep they used to have. I don't want to see no man who was an Amalekite, no woman who was an Amalekite. I don't want to see none of them. Why? Because they did God's people wrong. And now here's what David got. And put his anointing and lay away. David said, all right, God. And he took 200,000 Israelites and attacked them. He killed them all. But now, here's where he got in trouble. In that day, you see, a $100 bill means a lot to us in this day, but this ain't that day. See, we into dollar bills and $100 bills, 20s, and all that kind of stuff. That means a lot. But see, in that day, what meant wealth to them was those fatlings, those sheep. All those herd of cattle, all those fat oxen, and those asses, they called asses, they were donkeys. Yeah, she asses, donkey, female donkeys, all that meant a lot. That meant that they were wealthy. And when Saul, they killed every one of those Amalekites, yeah, but then they begin to see all this wealth in the land. See, money, the love of money is the root to all evil. Here's this anointing on the line. He looks and sees all this money, all these cattle, all this fatling, everything you can name. He said, we can't kill that. No, Lord. These cattle look too good. And he said, we're going to take them. And then he spared the leader of the Amalekites, Agag. He took him in captive. And this is the man who led the idol worship against God. See, you can do a lot of things, and God will forgive you. But let me tell you, he forgives that too. But when you push him like that, that's really pushing God. Idol worship. That's why I dealt with it from the very beginning of this line today. Idol God worship. Making things more important than God is idol God worship. The proof is in the pudding. If you make things more important than him, then you're worshiping that thing. And that's where Saul got into trouble. He made these cattle and sheep and oxen and everything else more important than God, because God told him to destroy that stuff. And Saul said, no, we got to keep that spoil. That was the money. We got to take it into Israel's camp, because that will make us fatter. That will make us more important. That will make us richer. And he took that in, and that's when he got in trouble. He put his anointing then on hold. Oh, my God, you got to read that chapter where it says that Samuel came to him.
Yeah.
The word of God came unto Samuel. I'm in the 10th verse, saying, have I'm in the dark here, saying, it dependeth me that I have set you, set up Saul to be king. God repented and said, I must have made a mistake. I set up Saul to be a king. Yeah, I know what I was doing, but this would help the people in this day and time. That's why I'm here. So for he to turn back from following me and had not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord and all night long. And when Samuel rose early up to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place and is gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. And then it goes on to tell us where that rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. See, something must have got a hold of Saul's mind. He rebelled against God. God told him to kill everything, the oxen and everything, all the people. I don't want to remember those Amalekites because they did my people wrong. But he spared those oxen and sheep and she-asses and everything else and got into trouble and put his anointing on hold. Oh, my God. Whatever you do, don't put your anointing in layaway. I don't care how much money they're going to pay you. Don't sell it out for God. No, 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 no. For God, you live, and for God, you die. As for you and your house and for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Don't let anything become so important to you that you're going to sell your anointing for this or that. And see, a whole lot of y'all have been anointed to sing. I spoke on that yesterday. You're anointed to sing, and you put your anointing on layaway. Somebody asked you to sing, and you won't even use your anointing. Some of y'all have been anointed to be a greeter, and you're trying to do this and that. Your anointing is in greeting. People had got cussed out before they came to the church, and your anointing is to really help them come in with a good attitude. That's what your anointing is. Some of y'all have the anointing to lay hands on people. Amen. But seek the Lord about it. Lay hands on no man suddenly. But seek who God wants to lay hands on. You got anointed. Somebody said, well, I seen Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn, everybody, he seemed like lay hands on. They pass out. Listen, don't you know people have an anointing for certain things? Benny Hinn, the people he lays hands on, I believe he's a man of God. I know he's not perfect, but I believe the reason why they pass out, he got an anointing for laying on hands. Have you not seen that? You got only, have you ever seen people, you go on someplace and the prophet can call your name out and you ain't never seen it before? He got an anointing for calling names out. That's an anointing many times. Sometimes they have gimmicks and stuff like that, but if it's genuine, that's an anointing. You got an anointing, not only that, but to be a deacon. I've spoken to people I've known to have an anointing to be a deacon, but they can't see it. You got to wait on people to really accept their own anointing. You can't make folks accept their own anointing. But see, when you get the anointing, whatever it is, I got a member who has an anointing for a soup kitchen. Yeah. For these people who are in senior citizens' homes or someplace else, they're in homes by themselves, 60, 70, 80 years old, and they got anointing to go there and take them soup. That's an anointing. Whatever anointing God gave you, put your anointing. What a layaway. I told y'all last yesterday. That's that when we see something in the store you like, and you ain't got enough money to get it out, then you go and say, well, I like this. I wish I could. Can y'all hold it for me? We will if you put 10% down. That's $25 on $250. See, they hold it for you. See, don't put your anointing on hold. It lay away, waiting to get it out. I knew a young man who God called him to preach at age 5. He was preaching messages at age 5 years old. But somehow the enemy got a hold of him and made him not want to really bring the word of God. He said his anointing in layaway for years and years and years. And some of y'all have an anointing and you get involved with this, and before you know it, it turns from 1 month to 5 months, and from 5 months to 10 months, and from 1 year to 2 years, and 5 years and 10 years, and you got your anointing on layaway. Don't put your anointing on layaway. I said enough to you. I'm out of time. I'll hit it back tomorrow. But hopefully you'll read the 15th chapter of 1 Samuel and see what Saul did and what happened here. His anointing got put on their way. And oh my God, it's important. I don't want it to happen to all of us or any of us. That's what I'm trying to say. All right, God bless you. Amen. Ambassador Lake Williams, are you there? Can you get the prayer request for us today if you're there?
Sir, yes, sir, I am here. Good morning, Chief Ambassador Johnson.
Good morning to you. God bless you. Get the prayer request. And,
amen.
God bless you.
Well, amen. At this time, any of those that have prayer requests, I am more than happy to take your prayer request. The line is open to you.
And also, yeah, Peter, I have spoken request.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning?
Good morning, Ambassador Mac Digby, unspoken.
Okay, thank you. Good morning to you. Anyone else with a prayer request?
Let me just say this, thank you. I want to give honor to Ambassador Pfeiffer. This is her idea that we would just appoint people who would get our praise reports and prayer requests. And I know her nature, she does not looking for no props on this. But I'm a man who just wants to see the people go up and give props to and honor to those who honor us to. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Any other prayer requests this morning?
Yes, this is Adam, 912 area code. I would like prayer for me and my family.
And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Apostle Adams from Georgia.
Was that Apostle Adams?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else with a prayer request?
Amen. Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. I praise God for the word that I've heard on this morning. I just thank God for that word.
Thank you,
Steve. I just want to ask, you know, sometimes you have so much fool in my head. I'm trying to think the world. I really enjoyed Ambassador Lake Raleigh's testimony, and she shared it just put before me so much of my mother, the issues that she's going through, and for Ambassador Lake Raleigh to say that's where God brought her from. That lets me know he's a respected person. What he did for one, he'll do for another. Thank God. Now I'm asking you to pray for my mother, that God will heal her body. Totally, I'm believing it by faith. Thank you.
Amen. And what was your mother's name again? I'm sorry.
Missionary Dorothy Johnson. I'm sorry, Dorothy McNally.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Mother Duncan calling. I do have a special prayer request for my grandson, Jaden. Amen. I'm asking that you pray for him. He's 2 years old, and he has to go in to get a procedure done, amen, on his face. It swells, amen, and they said that it was a draining cyst there, and I'm asking that you pray for Jaden. Amen.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And what is your name?
Duncan. Okay. Mother Duncan, yes.
Mother Duncan? Thank you, Mother Duncan. God bless you. Good morning. Amen. Good morning, Ambassador Elect.
This is Ambassador Lake Ryerson, area code 616. I would like to request prayer for my mother. Help.
Okay. Amen. Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ambassador Elect Ryerson.
This is Lucille. I have an unspoken request. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. Thank you.
Good morning, Ambassador Elect LaTanya.
Good morning,
Charlotte Gray.
Yes.
Good morning. I just want to ask you to lift up yourself on your new job. I am thanking God. I want to follow the sister in Texas. God is no respecter of persons, as myself and others looking for a good job. I had a testimony last week on your new job, so just add yourself on that prayer request list, thanking God for your new job. God bless you, lady.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you. Amen. Any other prayer requests this morning? The line is over to you.
Praise the Lord again. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. All I know is the girl name is Erica, and she lives in Michigan, and she came down here, I guess, her and her husband having problems. But anyway,